weeds, shake, and shrivel at the thought of expert lawn and garden advice here at Rosie on the House. Scare your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Before we get to our calls, let's bring Ms. Cheryl back in. Tell us a little bit. We've talked about plant something and the campaign and educating people the benefits of planting something. We talked a lot about the shade. Shade trees producing 260 pounds of oxygen. Tell us about the resource that y'all have put together online.
We've developed an entire website called plant-something.org. If you visit that, it really talks about the health, the environmental, and the monetary benefits of planting trees. So we really want you to know it's a wonderful way to clean the air, but it's also a great way to increase your property value. And also it's an alternative to going to the gym. Get out there. If you want to dig a hole in a yard in Arizona, now that's some exercise. So do that, get out, and really become active. And so our website talks about exactly places where you can go and get those plants. So we've got a few key reasons to get out there and plant. We've also got a 30-second video you can watch about what greening the earth really, really improves it for everyone. It improves your community, it improves your yard, and it really just trickles down to everyone, including cleaning the air.
Anyone in Arizona knows we have a very, I don't want to be stereotypical and call it snowbird, but we have a pretty big snowbird community here. People going back to their summer state of residence. Y'all have this website branching out all over the country.
Actually, I got to start in January. It was a really exciting project for us, and I tried to really take this plant something and say, hey, you know, this works everywhere. It's fairly generic with the message, those three messages. So I started out, and I've actually sold 11 states so far in one province. So we're in British Columbia as well. So when you go to plant-something.org, the first thing you'll do is you'll enter your zip code, and there's a drop-down menu there that you put in your state, your zip code, and it will actually give you a garden center nearest you, where you can actually find these wonderful resources. Like Jay said, no matter if you need a tree, you need some bedding plants, going to spruce up an indoor area, you can find the plants that you need in order to do that.
Plant-something.org.
Yeah, with the dash, if you go in Google, it'll come up either way. But if you type in the URL yourself, make sure and do the dash. We also have a great Facebook page. If you want to like us on Facebook, Plant Something on Facebook. We have a new tip that comes out every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Tells you a little bit of more reasons to plant and different resources. So that's also another place to go. And if you're a plant fan out there, make sure you like us on Facebook.
Very good. Thank you for being here with us this morning. Roy and Gilbert's called in, has a question for Mr. Harper. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Roy, good morning.
Good morning. Great show. Two quick questions. I've got a yellow bell that I planted about, last spring, and it was about a foot tall. Now it's 4 foot tall, but when the frost hit, it looks about pretty much dead right about now. And I guess I had no idea the frost would do that much damage, so I was just wondering, is it going to come back or is it a goner?
Well, first of all, I think we all need to change our vernacular. This wasn't a frost. This was 5 days of killing, damaging freeze. You know, some areas in the valley were in the teens for five straight days, and most valley areas were at least in the 20s, the high 20s. So plants that we would consider somewhat frost hardy or the damage was minimal if we had a frost or a light freeze, got damaged pretty severely when we have that many days in succession of that cold of temperature. So, yes, yellow bells, orange bells, bougainvilleas, lantanas, a lot of our staple foundation landscape shrubs were damaged pretty severely. And young ones like yours that were only in the ground maybe less than a year, the damage is even going to be more severe. The smaller the diameter of the cane or branch or trunk, the more likely it was to be killed, as opposed to the bigger, thicker branches and canes. So all that being said, I'll circle back around and tell you to go out and just start scratching the bark with a fingernail, if you've got long enough fingernails, or with a little pocket knife. And you can start at either end. Probably less damaging if you start out towards the end of the branches and work your way down towards the ground until you find kind of bright lime green colored tissue underneath that bark. if you don't find any by the time you get to the ground, then
it's time to plant something.
Then it's time to plant something. And I will tell you that a lot of people that are coming in now are kind of reevaluating what they're planting. And I guess I can't say as I blame them. This is the third occurrence of not frost, but a hard freeze we've had in 6 years. I don't know. You know, it may not happen for 25 more years. We don't know. So it's something that you need to either learn to live with or change your plant palette. Or, you know, a lot of plants that are established, we've got a caller on the line that's got a bougainvillea. You know, most of the bougainvilleas in my neighborhood, if you look down at the ground, they're at least coming back. They grow fast. Something that, you know, they actually are prettier if you prune them back that heavily anyway. But, you know, how much patience do you have? And then a lot of folks, like Cheryl's folks here, that are only here in the wintertime, if it's frozen and pruned back all winter, you don't care how good it looks in June or July or August. So it may be time to ask when you go into the garden center, what is the tolerance of cold weather of this particular plant?
And that scratch test, that's not just yellow bells. You could do that to any tree, shrub, anything that's growing.
That's right.
Now, once you get back and you, let's say we've got a branch, it's about, you know, a foot long, and about halfway down that branch, it starts to green up. Do you cut it right there, or do you take the branch all the way back to the trunk?
Well, it would depend on the significance and the size of that branch and the shape and where it's coming off of. But yeah, cutting things mid-branch sometimes isn't the best way to go.
We're going to hit bottom of the hour news break, but don't worry. We still have a half hour in the garden. If you have a landscape or gardening question, get online now with John Jay at 1-888-767-4348.